The Hebrew Bible lesson this morning is from Isaiah. It's chapter 43, verses 1 through 7, and it's in on page 631 of your Bible in the pew in front of you there. Hear the word of the Lord. But now, thus says the Lord, he who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt as your ransom, Ethiopia and Sheba in exchange for you, because you are precious in my sight and honored, and I love you. I give people in return for you, nations in exchange for your life. Do not fear, for I am with you. I will bring your offspring from the east, and from the west I will gather you. I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not withhold. Bring my sons from far away and my daughters from the end of the earth. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made. The word of God for the people of God. Okay, now if you would turn to page 761 in the hymnal, and we will do the responsive psalm reading of Psalm 29, and it's all on the one page there. Ascribe to the Lord, O heavenly beings, ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory of his name. Worship the Lord in holy splendor. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thunders, the Lord upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. The Lord breaks the cedars of Lebanon. The Lord makes Lebanon to skip like a calf and Sirion like a young wild ox. The voice of the Lord flashes forth flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord makes the oaks to whirl and strips the forest bare. And in his temple all cry glory. The Lord sits enthroned over the flood. The Lord sits enthroned as ruler forever. May the Lord give strength to his people. May the Lord bless his people with peace.
Today's epistle lesson comes from the Acts of the Apostles, Acts chapter 8, verses 14 through 17. You can find that on page 118 in the New Testament portion of your pew Bible. Hear these words. Now, when the apostles at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had accepted the word of God, they sent Peter and John to them. The two went down and prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit, for as yet the Spirit had not come upon any of them. They had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then Peter and John laid their hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let's turn now to the gospel of Jesus Christ according to Luke. Luke chapter 3, verses 15 through 17, and then following with 21 through 22. You can find this passage on page 56 of the New Testament in your pew Bible. Several times throughout the Christian year, we return to this passage. We come to it before Christmas, before Jesus is even born. We come after Christmas when he is in his early 30s, which is what is happening today. And all the time, we think about the ministry of John the Baptist. As the people were filled with expectation, and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John, whether he might be the Messiah, John answered all of them by saying, "I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor, to gather the wheat into his granary, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." Now, when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. God loves you. God loves me. Would you repeat that with me? God loves you. God loves me. It really is that simple. And that is the basis of everything we know about God, about our entire theology, and about our role in God's holy church, the body of Christ. It really is that simple, and it is that important to recognize the focus. It is all about God and God's love. Today I want you to sit back and simply bask in God's love and think a little bit about baptism. All of us are connected with Jesus in more ways than we might initially recognize. Jesus was baptized in the waters of the Jordan River, and then he received the Holy Spirit over 2,000 years ago. Many, perhaps most of you, were baptized in water and received the Holy Spirit many years ago, perhaps many decades ago. And if anybody here hasn't been baptized, I hope you will come and talk to me, because I'd like very much to change that. A little while ago, Alex and Audrey brought their beautiful daughter, Isabella, to be baptized in Aurora water and to receive the Holy Spirit this morning. Same love, same water, same Spirit for all. Let me explain. When we are born, God already loves us with God's amazing love. Even if in our babyhood we are blissfully unaware of God or God's love, it is true and undeniable. God made each one of us, and God has marked you even before your birth as one of God's beloved creatures. John Wesley called this prevenient grace. Even before you're aware of God or Jesus or the Bible or anything else, God loves you more than anyone and everyone loves you on this earth. God's love is good news indeed. When you're baptized, water is used to symbolize that Jesus has washed you completely clear of sin. All of us are baptized with the same water. Think about that. It's true. It's the same water. Think back to your grade school science class when you learned about the water cycle. Do you remember that? The beautiful full color diagram with the big circle? Do you remember that? All of the water that exists on earth is constantly recycled. Water falls as rain and snow and eventually ends up in plants or in rivers and streams that go to the ocean. The water transpires from the plants and it evaporates from the oceans and the lakes, and it goes up to condense to form clouds out of water vapor. The water vapor condenses to form rain and snow and falls once more back on the earth's surface. So it is technically true to say that the water in the Jordan River 2,000 years ago is the same water that was used to baptize you, and it's the same water that I drew from the tap this morning to baptize Isabella. Right after Jesus was baptized and he was praying, Scripture tells us the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove. Right after you were baptized, and as you saw, right after I baptized Isabella, we laid hands on her head and called upon the Holy Spirit to fill her. All of us ask God's Spirit to remain present with us for all time. So you see, it is the same love, the same water, and the same Spirit for us all. Given that we've all experienced this sacrament again here today, I'm not so sure that all of us take baptism as seriously as we ought to. My sisters and brothers, God's love means business. You ought not to enter into God's kingdom lightly. Alex and Audrey were asked this morning to commit their entire lives to Jesus Christ, and they made that promise. All of us were asked to recommit ourselves as individuals and as a faith community to Christ once again, and we all made that promise. Alex and Audrey were asked to commit themselves to raising Isabella in this church so that ultimately she will be able to commit herself to Jesus as well. And they made that promise. All of us were asked to commit ourselves to helping Alex and Audrey to raise Isabella in a community of love and forgiveness. And we all have made that promise. My friends, this is a big deal indeed. When you truly accept God's love and open yourself fully to the Holy Spirit, it will transform your life. When the people on the banks of the Jordan River asked John the Baptist about this baptism business, he said this, "I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. I'm not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. And he has come." God wants nothing less than all of you all the time. Same love, same water, same Spirit for all of us. We are a people united with Christ and united in Christ. God loves you. God loves me. Repeat again. God loves you. God loves me. It is that simple and that unbelievable. Come, Holy Spirit. Amen.